And we get the long intro today as we do a little bit of technical setup for today's show. We have a guest in the studio who will be joining us to talk about Woodstock happening next weekend in Woody Creek. And before, we're going to have Zach Ritchie here on the phone joining us from Denver. Zach Ritchie is an alum of Roaring Fork High School, grew up in the Valley, went through the local schools, music programs, and is now a professional drummer and will be playing a gig this Saturday at the Black Nugget. Zach, can you hear us?
Yeah, hello.
Hello, you're coming in crystal clear. How's your day going, Zach?
It's pretty good. How about yours?
It's going well, thank you. So to introduce this article a little bit, we'll have a follow-up next week. But there was a message that went out this spring saying that the music programming at Carbondale Schools was being cut. And so that prompted reporter Trina Ortega, whose son she also talks about in the article, is also a musician. But she wanted to interview people who had gone through music education in the Carbondale Schools and are now professionals. So, Zach, let's begin with you telling us a little bit about how that experience was, how you got motivated to be a professional.
Well, I mean, I guess it started in middle school, coming up through the just Carbondale Middle School band class under Mark Gray. Mm-hmm. You know, he put us on the basic instruments, band stuff like trumpet and clarinet and your usual woodwind stuff. But I looked outside of the band class program to find private lessons in drum set, because that's what I wanted to do. And he couldn't, you know, do that, just being the only band teacher. Mm-hmm. And so I'm pretty sure it was actually through a Jazz Aspen Snowmass registry or, you know, program of some kind that I got hooked up with a local drummer, Chris Gopplerud, and started taking private lessons with him. And then once I kind of got a hang of that, found that I had a knack for it and really liked it. And so just basically took every opportunity that I got, including like the District 8 honor bands in jazz and classical, and the Symphony of the Valley, which doesn't have anything to do with Jazz Aspen Snowmass so much, but it definitely is adjacent to it. And after school programs that Mr. Gray put together, blues band, I don't know, Chris Bank with Jazz Aspen Snowmass specifically put together the Jazz Aspen All-Stars group, got us some gigs around town. Mm-hmm. And just kind of through all those opportunities got introduced to more and more advanced people, and met some of the faculty at CU, specifically Paul Romaine, who ended up being my private instructor on drums when I went there to study music. And just kind of along the way accumulated a bunch of really positive experiences, and made a lot of good friends, and just really never wanted to stop. And so mm-hmm. Kind of been a lot of momentum in that direction that's gotten me to where I am now.
We did reach out to Mark Gray and invited him to be on today's program. He was unfortunately unavailable. He's got band practice, it turns out. But he sends his best to you,
right,
Zach. And he told me to tell you not to let the truth get in the way of a good story.
Nice. Yeah, he sent me a message on Facebook actually saying the same.
So. Oh, good. The message came to you. Good.
He's a consistent man.
Well, and just a quick shout out, his band Zen Zen will be playing Under the Bridge in Glenwood Springs September 3rd, and they'll also be doing the Cajun Clay Revival Saturday, September 14th, a Clay Center fundraiser here as well. So more chances to see Mark Gray, who has retired and moved to Grand Junction. And you did mention Jazz Aspen and other local programs, and I know that was part of the rationale of the Roaring Fork School District, that even absent of having programming in the schools, there are lots of opportunities for people to get engaged with music here in the Valley. But I wonder how it felt to you, if you want to talk about when you heard that news, that music programming was getting cut from Carbondale Schools.
I mean, it was definitely upsetting. I mean, I certainly, as much as anyone, benefited for having access to music and regular music classes in school. I took advantage as much as possible of the Jazz Aspen programs that were supplementary at that point. So that meant, you know, after school and during the summer. But, you know, just being able to show up every other day and go to band class and make music and be exposed to different things and learn about music theory and just be around other people who liked music, you know, the social element of having other kids who were band nerds just like me, you know, like that was huge. The sense of community I found was as valuable as any skill I learned. So the fact that that's not going to be built into the curriculum anymore is definitely a bummer to hear. You know, obviously it seems that the rationale is that there's not as much interest as there once was for it and they can't staff it the same way. But I don't know that the solution to that is getting rid of it. I would think promoting it a little more or some other course of action might help get the classes bigger, but you know, that's outside my scope of expertise, I suppose, but definitely not good news to hear.
Well, another reason we wanted to have you on the radio is to do a shout out for a show that's coming up this Saturday, August 10th at the Black Nugget. So tell us a little bit about this particular band you play in called Riverspell.
Yeah, Riverspell's jam band that I joined last year. Denver-based, broadly speaking, but it's sort of scattered around the Front Range. The leader and songwriter, Grant Livingston, lives up in Netherlands, and he writes all the music and, you know, is a really skilled lyricist and songwriter. So I joined on last year and just played, you know, a ton of shows and really honed kind of a fun, like, sort of Grateful Dead idiom jam style, taking, you know, bluegrass, folk, rock, funk stuff and stretching it out, some psychedelic elements and a lot of dance stuff.
Cool.
So yeah, it's just kind of fun music, to be honest.
Sounds like a fun time.
Yeah.
Well, and so we are going to listen now to part of a track called Only Love as we transition to talking about Woodstock, which is coming up next weekend. Is there anything about this particular song that you'd like to share, Zach?
I mean, it kind of captures a lot of what we do. You know, it's got a little bluegrass. Positivity is a big part, you know. The journey of life and it's only love and so on and so forth. You know, it's just it's a good vibe song. It's kind of fun. So I think that captures a lot of what we do.
Awesome. And once again, for people who like how it sounds and want to catch the band live, the Black Nugget is hosting Riverspell August 10th this Saturday for a show. Thanks so much for joining us, Zach. Anything else you'd like to add?
Nothing in particular. Just thank you, Raleigh, and I hope they keep music in schools and that it comes back.
Yeah, and our readers can look forward to an article next week talking very directly about that, and this week's article by Trina Ortega is more of a celebration of local musicians who are continuing down that path. Thanks again, Zach.
Yeah, thank you.
Trust in what you feel sometimes more than what you're told, yeah. it's an uphill battle, swimming up the stream when they dam the river, if you know what I mean. But all things come and go, river's gotta flow, it's only law.
River Spell, Only Love. They'll be performing this Saturday, August 10th at the Black Nugget. Check it out. And we are transitioning now here on Everything Under the Sun to talking about an upcoming event next weekend, August 17th in Woody Creek, the second annual Woodstock.
Yes.
I'm joined in the studio by Amy Haddon-Marsh.
Hello, everybody.
As well as Rachel Fulfer.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So, Rachel, tell us about Woodstock, what brought the first annual about, and what's the idea behind the second one? What's new? What are you keeping? How has it shifted?
I guess the main priority is fun. We've just been, you know, kind of a quiet neighborhood for a long time, working class hero people, kind of old Aspen, so to speak, and we wanted to have kind of a lively event, something super fun. I grew up a deadhead, self-proclaimed. I'll just put that out there. So I've always, you know, being an 80s kid, missed out on kind of the hippie deal and thought that it would be a lot of fun to kind of revive that. So we've got the tie-dye and all the psychedelia that goes along with Woody Creek.
Psychedelics?
Well, you'll have to come see. This is Woody Creek. We've got a deep gonzo culture. But it's going to be a lot of fun for everyone. I've got a little one, and we're going to have a kids' tent this year. Mm-hmm. We are going to have baby pigs to pet and come see.
Nice.
I think we're going to try to organize like a pig race. So that'll be kind of fun. But the priority is music, just like Woodstock, and that's where we get the namesake. You know, we're going to have 8th Street Bus Stop, the Confluence, Dustin Elliott and the Broken Radio, and my good buddy Kenny Gentry, that is from Elk Range.
Okay.
He's going to be doing a little duo, so that's going to be cool. And he's alluding to some dead songs being played, so I'm excited for that.
Well, I just wanted to give a quick shout-out to Terry Glasnap, who played a great 55th anniversary of Woodstock show from noon to 2 today, so you can find it on Shows You Missed on
KDNK.org. Is today the 55th anniversary of Woodstock?
We're in the ballpark. I think it's next week.
Oh, next week.
Something like that.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But fun audio from the real deal. People on stage, people in the crowd.
Yeah, that soundtrack. Can't beat it.
Yeah.
Richie Havens, Santana.
Well, and I noticed that this is from high noon, not noon, but high noon,
right.
to 6 p.m.
Right. So we're kind of changing the vibe a little bit this year. You know, we were more jam-centric last year, and we're going to go a little outlaw country to begin the day. So we're going to have Dustin Elliott and the Broken Radio, and those guys are out of Silt, Newcastle area. Super cool, but red dirt, outlaw country. So it's going to be, you know, outlaw outpost, which goes perfectly with our Woody Creek vibe up there. So we're going to start out. That's where we're going to be doing whiskey tastings. We're actually going to be giving away food basically all day long, so that's a huge incentive
kind of
to
food?
Come out. So we've got HLC Heritage Hogs is actually donating pulled pork sliders
that goes with the baby pigs.
Not exactly. separate but we also have a woody creature, a new addition to our great addition to our neighborhood, Susie Jimenez, who you may know as a celebrity chef, who will also be there providing delicious bites. I kind of cut myself out. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you.
Oh, okay.
That's just
there it is.
Headphones.
Okay, sorry about that. But yeah, she mentioned elote, which is like my favorite, you know, Mexican corn dish. But she's going to have a lot of vegetarian options as well. And then we've got my good buddy Earl, who also lives in the neighborhood, who is one of the owners of New York Pizza.
Oh, cool.
And he is threatening to bring multiple pies, and we are psyched for that. Mm-hmm. So there's just going to be free lunch, free dinner going into the evening. So $25 gets you a whole day of music, all day of food.
Really?
So we're going to open the gates this year a little earlier at 10:45, so people can come, set up on the lawn, kind of get your place, get the kids all in place. We're also going to have a kids' tent this year, so have the little ones occupied and kind of some sensory bins and things like that with a retired, what is she, like a preschool? She was a preschool teacher.
What is a sensory bin?
So there are the different bins of like kinetic sand or Play-Doh or just like fun stuff that the kids want to dig into that you don't necessarily want to set up at your house.
Okay.
So fun, messy things, but we're going to all just have fun in the park. So good old-fashioned, you know, hula hoop contest, limbo contest. You know, we're definitely taking a note from Mountain Fair because that is our favorite and just bringing that into our own neighborhood.
And so, yeah, it sounds like a fun neighborhood party that's also being opened up to the general public to enjoy.
That's right. We were trying to keep it small last year, but we thought, you know, in the true spirit, let's just spread the love and the funds last year. So essentially the goal behind the event is to raise funds for the neighborhood. For instance, we took the money that we raised last year and gutted that old defunct laundromat that was in the middle of the neighborhood. And we've turned that into what we're calling the Unity Center.
Oh, cool.
So now we're going to do, you know, stand-up comedy. We want to have some music coming in the valley. We're going to kind of open that up. But that's been one of the many things we've been able to do with the funds from last year's event.
Great.
Well, so we're hoping to just build on that a little bit.
I'm staring at the poster in front of me, and it is an ode to Woodstock, but instead of a little dove, we've got an owl hanging out on the neck of the guitar.
That's right.
Looks like it's had those psychedelics.
Maybe a couple.
His eyes are wide open.
One or two.
Is the owl a reference to anything specific?
It's a little note. It's a little ode to Woody Creek. You know, our good buddy Anita Thompson lives up on Owl Farm. Shout out to Anita. And the owl has just always been kind of my totem spirit animal. Okay. So I've been a big driving force behind this, obviously. And so we're kind of just bringing all the owls and the old owls out, you know, from their trees to come and party that day.
And will there be screen printing through Inkswell?
We're not going to do anything live. I will be way too busy that afternoon. But we will have killer merchandise. Like a lot of the events that Inkswell is involved in, we sold out by about 2 o'clock of all of the merch. So you want to get there early, get settled in, have lunch, grab your shirt, grab your hat.
Very cool.
One of our favorite phrases that we put on a couple items last year was stay in your lane, which is appropriate for a lot of people, but it's especially funny to us in the Woody Creek neighborhood, considering all the cyclists and the traffic and the kind of, you know, controlled chaos that's in front of the tavern there.
That's so cool. And especially that note about the Unity Center. I hadn't heard of that. And so that being an outcome from last year's Woody Stock, what do you think you might put the revenue this year toward?
We want to do just general improvements to the community, just signage, you know, for people's safety on the bikes, things like that. We want to grow that median that's kind of separates the neighborhood from the road there. We're hoping to make that eventually like a big community garden so we can do that. But like I said, we've got kind of two separate, you know, sects, if you will. We've got the older, you know, working class heroes who have been in Pitkin County for 50 years that are in there. And so we want to use a lot of that to just have more community events and to bring people together for a Thanksgiving or, you know, what have you, and just get everybody together and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, and including the newer families who may have moved into the homes.
Us being some of those. So, yeah, we've got a lot of little ones rolling around and just, you know, again, the signage for everyone's safety, but also, you know, just having more fun in the park, building on that park. We were able to put a playground in a few years ago and things like that. So we're going from the sleepy, you know, kind of little neck of the woods up there to being, okay, well, maybe it's a little blip on the map and we should come visit after your margaritas at the tavern, of course.
And do you see Woodstock continuing year after year and growing to be the size of Mountain Fair?
We're going to try to curb that enthusiasm only because we just don't have the infrastructure.
Right.
Parking is limited, so if everyone can carpool, that's greatly appreciated. There will be parking basically along the roads up there and up above the post office is a good place to kind of catch in up there. But, you know, we're going to kind of keep it small. We're having it at Woody Creature Park is what we're calling that. Which is our private local park, but we are opening that up. I would say our max capacity is probably only 600 people or so, which is why we also have to sell tickets for something like that. So,
if you get to 600, that's it? Or
it might be like a limited ticket sale thing. Yeah, it might turn into something like that just to make sure we can control and, you know, support the crowd that's there.
I see a QR code on the poster. Is there a URL or something people could Google to find the tickets?
It's pretty simple. I know a lot of people are driving right now, so it's just wcmetro.com. And the poster is big and bright and fabulous right there, front page, so it should lead you right to where you need to be. It's got a little more information. You know, for instance, no dogs, things like that. So just a little
more info. No dogs, no glass kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, pack it in, pack it out, be respectful. And arrive early and leave changed is what we're saying. So
that's great.
We're going to open it up and let people experience the beauty of what we call home.
Okay, excellent.
So mcmetro.com?
WC. For Woody Creek.
For Woody Creek.
WCmetro.com.
Metro?
Yes.
Is this becoming a metro?
We are technically a metro district.
Really?
Oh. Yeah, that's what our neighborhood is formed as.
So is this the official Woody Creek website?
Yeah, it is. It's technically basically almost like our HOA. But all the money goes directly to that, which and then turns into that community fund and turning that around for our neighborhood.
Great. Cool. Sounds great. Sounds different.
Sounds like a lot of fun.
How many people did you have last year?
We had roughly about 300.
Oh, wow.
And Elk Range is amazing.
Yeah.
They're super good, super talented. Shout out to all the crew at Elk Range. But they just came out and brought their whole tribe, which I love because I love being part of that tribe. But, yeah, just a barefoot, you know, dancing in the park, dancing in the grass, tie-dye experience. So come out and have a good time.
All right. Sounds wonderful.
We have about 4 minutes left in today's show.
You mentioned Anita. Is she going to be there?
That's right,
Honduras,
yeah.
Yes. Wife, ex-widow, whatever.
Yep. Wife, yep.
Because I was going to say, boy, too bad Hunter isn't around.
Yeah, but the spirit is there for sure. We are taking that and running with it. Yeah, shout out to Anita. She will have her own gonzo booth. So go visit her. She has turned herself into a full-time farmer, which I absolutely love because I definitely have a green thumb myself. We go up there, drink whiskey, and talk farming. But she is a bad mama. She is on her tractor up there just rolling around, irrigating, smoking, having a good time, and growing all sorts of beautiful cover crops and things like that. So she's going to actually be selling produce and different items from Owl Farm directly, you know, Hunter.
Owl Farm, that's right.
Hunter's
that's
Owl Farm. Sure. So she's going to be there representing Gonzo in full force, as well as the rest of us.
Excellent.
So that'll be very neat to hear. But, yeah, we're still looking for a few volunteers. If anybody wants a free way in, just show up at the park, 8 a.m. We're going to be setting up, running around like crazy people, because we are crazy people, and just having a good time. So we'll make sure that you're fed and happy, and I'll show you the private party as well, so you can be invited to that. We also have, I think, 300 donut holes being donated from Sweet Colorado. So.
Wow.
And so all the food is included with the ticket.
That's right.
That's
right.
Great.
So you can kind of pick and choose if you want barbecue, if you want sweets, if you want elote, if you want whatever it is.
A little bit of all of it.
That's
excellent.
Right.
Excellent.
Yep. Yep. So it should be good.
Okay.
Package deal.
Sounds like a good time.
Thank you for this invitation.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Once again, August 17th, we know you're enticed. Show up at 8 a.m. for the full experience.
For the volunteering.
For volunteering.
And otherwise, it's noon to 6.
Okay.
And great. You're encouraging people, if I remember correctly, to show up early, like 10:45 or something.
Right,
like that.
Yeah. Just
avoid
to get
the crowds.
Right. Exactly.
And a family-friendly event.
Super family-friendly, yep. We've got little races and all kinds of stuff for the kids. Playground right in the middle of the park. So
baby pigs.
Baby pigs. How can you go wrong? What could possibly go wrong?
Thank you so much, Rachel Fulfer. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
That's all I've got. I hope you could see you guys on August 17th.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks
all
for
right.
coming.
Thank you, guys.
Fantastic.
Appreciate it.
WCMetro.com. This has been another episode of Everything Under the Sun. Stay tuned for Regional Roundup coming up next.